condemning President Trump's attacks on the press.
The effort spearheaded by Marjorie Pritchard, the deputy managing editor of the Boston Globe, who urged the papers to run denouncements against what she has called a dirty war against the free press. The Fayetteville, North Carolina Observer writing, it hoped Trump's attacks would stop, but quote, we're not holding our breath. But other outlets like the Wall Street Journal choosing not to participate, with columnist James Freeman writing, the effort runs counter to the Independent's editorial board's claim to seek.
Fox's Sean Langell. A jury today starts deliberating the Paul Manafort case in Alexandria, Virginia.
Prosecutors telling the jurors in their closing arguments that the president's former campaign chairman was dishonest and flouted the IRS. The defense emphasized to jurors that the government must prove that Manafort knowingly and willfully violated tax law and banking regulations.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Fox News. We report, you side.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting better over the next few days, and that could affect a few weekend plans. Today, partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms returning. Some towns will get lucky. High temperature around 91. Tonight's low 74. Then for tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. Locally heavy downpours. Many towns will get wet. Daytime highs right around 90. Lows at night in the mid-70s. And then on Monday, still a decent chance of more showers and storms. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Surveillance video shows a group of people stealing from a donation bin at the Goodwill thrift store on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Goodwill workers say many items were stolen and the bin was vandalized. Police are investigating this incident. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Authorities say that shooting happened in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue around 7 o'clock last night. The victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And there could be big changes coming to Old Normandale Mall. Demolition started on a portion of the mall earlier this week. The owner of the property is expected to meet with the Normandale Association next month to discuss plans for the area. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Change, change, change. she when she died?
Not young. 80s?
Yeah.
Maybe? Hold on, I got the AP report, like right before we went on.
Aretha Franklin dead, by the way, if you're wondering what we're talking about. And I heard late yesterday she was going to die. What time did she die?
76.
That's not bad.
No, that's a good
decent
run.
Life, yeah.
Scared me, though, because, like, my parents were getting near that age.
Yeah.
Although the cause was advanced pancreatic cancer, so...
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's the life expectancy on
not
that.
Not something
not
you come
great.
Back from often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome into News and Views. It's Man. Thursday.
What a song, that.
Oh, what a voice.
I mean that came on, and I was like... Because you can underrate Aretha. You can go Queen of Soul. You can kind of like get... It's like the Beatles. It's like the background to everything. And then you really hear it, and you're like... Whoa.
Yeah, that's why it's so good. Whoa. That's why it's so... I think the Beatles were...
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't misunderstand me when I say this. I've said this many times on the radio. I get misquoted and misunderstood quite often.
You do.
the Beatles are overrated.
Right.
But they are...
Except for Ringo.
Appropriately highly rated. They're a very highly rated band.
Right.
And appropriately so. They're very good.
Ringo's underrated.
Very, very underrated. But they, as a band, are overrated. They were a media phenomenon more than they were a... Aretha was not.
Right, not at all.
Aretha got rated the way she got rated because she got them pipes.
She's the queen of soul.
Man, is she the queen of soul. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack Campbell's still on a ban, 3-day ban. He got banned Tuesday late in the program for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, you could have told me I would have come in yesterday.
Well.
Maybe I'll come in tomorrow.
You're more than welcome to, honestly. He got banned. And it happens. It does. He's not the first. I told Trisha yesterday, you better be careful. You get a 3-day ban, it'll be like a month.
That's right.
Same with you.
That's right.
Now, you were gone last week.
I was.
But we made...
Excused absence.
It was excused. I knew ahead of time, and...
Yeah, I didn't just spring it on you like, hey, I'm not coming in.
Like, speaking of Jack, no.
Yeah. I took a look. You know what? I did something that people don't do enough these days, and that it's like not really like... You know, people, you kind of feel embarrassed to talk about it. I took an actual vacation.
Yeah.
I did some work, obviously.
You go to South Carolina?
Yeah, I went to South Carolina. It was more of like a bit of a work retreat with a friend of mine that I do a lot of stuff with in North Carolina. But for the most part, like after about like Wednesday, we were like, yeah. You know, except for like these two conference calls we have to get on, like we're going to the beach.
Yeah, we're done working.
And I was lucky. I have a sister who is getting married to a dude in now in the South Carolina National Guard. He just got back from 9 months in Afghanistan, and they were able to come down from Columbia. And then I have a nephew who's getting married, and he's stationed at Fort Bragg, and they were all able to come down for 2 nights and the better part of 3 days and hang out with us, and it was awesome.
Well, let me tell you, vacations are...
They're few and far between, but they're needed. I don't really feel recharged. I feel like I want to go back on vacation.
I know.
that's the problem.
You know, the problem is when you take vacation with kids, you need a vacation when you get back from the vacation. You need a couple of days on your own to decompress.
Yeah, the good thing is there are a lot of kids there, so they were able to...
They can go play with other people. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm back.
I need a vacation. I need a vacation just hearing about your vacation.
I know. You should take one. Sullivan's Island, South Carolina. Check it out. It's pretty nice.
Sullivan's
Island. Yeah,
more than one Sullivan? Or apostrophe S?
Yeah, apostrophe S. Huh. It's outside of Charleston. So you basically go to Charleston and then
go out.
Yeah, go. It's like one of those barrier islands.
Did you have to go down, is it 20 that goes so far across South Carolina and it seems like it's never going to end? Because there's nothing on it?
Yeah, well, 20 goes all the way across Georgia, too, which is like, I go, like, the fastest way is 85 to Atlanta, 285, 20. 20, you go, but Waze routes you around Columbia, which is nice because... I think if you took it all the way to Columbia, it's like another 35 miles on that road. And there's no outer loop or whatever of Columbia. So it like routes you on these like weird, you know.
There's a little place I like to eat in Columbia. I've driven that. I had several cases or had several times.
But yes, 20 is never ending.
Never ends. I had to go to North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina several
that's
times.
Brutal.
It's a brutal drive. I'd go to Goldsboro. Durham.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
If you go 20 to 95 going that way, God.
The only thing 20 does is connects, I guess, what is that right there?
Well, it runs from 95 to L.A.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it's a long road.
But it should have stopped in Columbia.
Right.
You know, it should.
Right.
And on the other side of Columbia, all the way to 95, there's nothing on it.
There's nothing.
There's no exits. There's no traffic. It was like on a cruising day, like Sunday afternoon. And I would look in my mirror and it'd be flat and there was nobody Nothing. Behind me and nobody in front of me, nobody on the other side of the highway.
It's very similar to like south of Greenville to like Baldwin County here. Like, I mean, to south of the, like to the Dolly Parton bridges in Mobile.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, there's just nothing.
Nothing there.
There's like, you know, four exits.
Yeah, but I think there's less between Columbia and 95.
There's no casino, you know,
yeah.
There's no, and we're also familiar, you know, and I know every stop there.
Yeah, and every little dinky house along the way, and so you got little landmarks. But man, I tell you, I drove that a few times. The first time I drove it, it was like Twilight Zone. I thought I'm on an interstate.
Like, what's going on here?
But I'm not sure this interstate's open because there were no cars on it. It's just creepy. And you think, what a waste. I mean, it's probably cost several million dollars a mile to build this thing, and there's just nothing out here.
Well, they had very powerful congressmen and senators those days. So.
Yeah, they had
Strom, and who was the other guy?
Jim DeMint was there.
No, before that there was he was a Democrat.
And he was the junior senator, and he was the longest serving junior senator ever.
That's
what
right.
What was his name?
Why can we not think of him? And he was a great quote too. He's like one of those old like Good Time Charlie type nuts.
Yeah.
I cannot think of his name.
Blanking.
Someone call in and tell us.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Well, I'm glad you got a vacation, Dave. Glad you got a vacation. I have so much news and good news and appropriately for Thursday, weird news.
Yeah.
Weird news. So we'll get to some of that on the other side of the break. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Of course, the big thing everybody's talking about, prior to Aretha dying, the big thing everybody's talking about, Trump pulling John Brennan's security clearance. We will discuss that in detail. I also have some ratings that show that one of your and my favorite shows, Ancient Aliens, is actually outperforming CNN in prime time.
Listen, man. I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
But it was probably aliens.
Yeah, it was totally aliens.
I want you to look at the picture on this story right here, talking about Ancient Aliens.
Oh, yeah, CNN. My mans.
This guy is famous just for being on this show.
The answer is Fritz Hollings. Thank you to my friend Brian who texted me that.
But he was like 36 years old and a junior senator. This guy on Ancient Aliens is famous merely for being on Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
He's not famous for anything else.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's got the hair and the way he talks.
And he's got the eyes.
I have a shirt. I have a long-sleeve T-shirt with that dude on it that says, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was totally aliens. I'll wear it when it gets colder.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. We'll take a call before we go to break. Who's this?
Hey, this is Patrick Mahoney. The senator's name was Fritz Hollings.
Yeah, somebody texted him a moment ago.
We appreciate that, though.
Very attentive
listeners.
He was elected U.S. Senator in 1966, considered a boy wonder of South Carolina politics. He was elected senator at age 42 or something like that.
He was governor before that, too, right?
He was governor before that. He was elected governor in 1962, as I recall. Back in those days, South Carolina had a one-term limit, did most of the southern states.
Yep.
Speaking of governors who got around the one-term limits, guess who Jack Campbell had dinner with last night? One of the longest-serving governors in United States history. Hey, thanks for your call, by the way.
Longest-serving governor?
I think he's like the sixth or seventh longest-serving governor in United States history. Edwin Edwards.
Oh, double A.
Yeah.
Really?
91 years old.
Wow.
And he's still...
Was he in town or is Jack out of town?
Jack stopped in New Orleans on his way to... Or Baton Rouge on his way to Austin.
Man.
Yeah.
Double E.
Yeah. Four-term governor from...
Vote for the crook. It's important.
You know, that was the
tagline to his
The
final
tagline
race.
In 1992.
Yeah, elected four times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Well, they said the only person he could beat the fourth time when he was running, they said David the only Duke. Person he could beat is Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And he ran against David Duke.
Right.
There were two Democrats in that.
Any Doug Jones people were listening.
Exactly. There were two Democrats, because they do jungle primaries.
Yep.
They just take the top two, and that's who your November
is. I'm
a huge fan. But it was David Duke was actually leading.
Yep.
And he ended up just crushing him. And like on the eve of it, a week or so out, they said, Edwin, is there anything you can do to lose the race at this point? He said, die. We'll be back. Fine lady. Give me a call.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that will stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office, or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine in Yamaha, revs your heart.
Now, tighten it up.
Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. David L. Mowry. And on Thursdays, as he is, Jack, on a three-day suspension. He'll be back Monday. I can't tell you how many people believe he's on a three-day suspension.
You're out.
And not on vacation. All right, I'm going to do just a personal interest story because it's Thursday and I can do whatever I want.
That's right. It's your show.
Jack's not here to complain. I mentioned on Facebook the other day that Fernando Alonso was retiring from Formula One. It looks like he's going to do his American open wheel test in Birmingham. Now, I will be missing the radio show that day. I just want you to know, whatever day they declare that, they think it's going to be the week of Labor Day. Whatever day that is, and this could be really unfortunate for my family. This could cause real marital strife because my wife's birthday is that Tuesday. And I might be in Birmingham watching Fernando Alonso. While my wife turns 40, home alone.
You'll have a lot of birthdays, honey. It's the 40th one. I mean, come on, aren't you used to it by now?
You've had 39.
I've never met this guy.
I will be in Birmingham to watch the open wheel test when he does this. I'm very, very excited about it. And look, this is a big deal. This is one of the, and people don't believe this because they don't follow, Formula One racing or open wheel racing in Alabama. But this is one of the most famous athletes on the planet.
Right.
I mean, he. This is.
It's like It's like Messi or somebody.
Yeah, it's like Ronaldo or yeah. Messi. He's on that level.
We don't have a. We don't have a sense of how huge they are internationally.
Right. I mean, he's bigger than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady because internationally mm-hmm. they're nobody.
Correct.
You know, this guy races in 20 countries every year, 21 countries every year, and he's just. I mean, it's just huge. It's just huge how big these guys are. Making $30, $40, $50 million a year just in salary. Not to mention all the endorsements and everything else. Some of these guys are worth, you know, $500 million or $1 billion overall. But anyway, I mean, it's Tiger Woods level.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how big these guys are. And he's going to be in Alabama. And I'm going to be there. And if it happens to be on your birthday, love, I can't help that. I can't help that.
Such are the whims of the universe, you know? And such are the whims of the universe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not my fault. I'm not the one who's scheduling it.
I didn't schedule her birthday either.
You're telling me. I talked to my mother-in-law about that.
I mean, come on.
Come on, Sheila. Tighten up.
Should have known. 40 years later.
That's why. Archie Bell and the Drells. That's why we had to play it. Tighten up.
Everybody's got to tighten up.
All right. So the big story everybody's covering, Trump revokes ex-CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Nobody's getting the story right, though. Do you want to guess what the lead is that everybody's burying? Because I know what it is. What can you not do if you don't have a security clearance? I'm gonna start big and we're gonna narrow it down. There are things you can't do if you don't have a security clearance. Some of the things you can't do is look at classified material. You can't talk to people about classified material. Now, why would you, if you were John Brennan, and some of the other people he's talked about pulling their security clearances, why might you want access to classified material?
Hmm.
What's going on in the world?
Hmm.
What do you think is happening behind closed doors?
Hmm. Do tell.
Well, it's been my speculation all along that the Mueller investigation has nothing to do with Russian collusion and taking down Donald Trump.
Right.
That's all a smokescreen.
Right. You've been on record of this for a long time.
That the dispute between Sessions and Trump is made up. It's not true.
It's kabuki theater, you say.
I might have actually used the word kabuki theater. Did I use that word?
No, that's just something.
It's a good word.
I describe politics many times as kabuki theater because it really is, if you do it right. A lot of it, you know, it really is. It's like wrestling. Don't break kayfabe.
I don't know what you just said. I don't follow wrestling.
Well, it's like if you met Ric Flair in real life and he was just like, okay, it's like, I don't know, do you know any wrestlers? Like, do you know who Abdul the Butcher is?
Or, oh, yeah.
Like, so Abdul the Butcher was like this dude from Afghanistan that would eat raw chicken.
Right.
Yeah, he's from East Point.
Yeah.
Like, he's just...
he's a character.
Yeah. And so, like, if you see him outside the ring, he's supposed to be Abdul the Butcher at all times.
I got you.
But many times their version of kabuki is kayfabe.
I've got you.
Anyway,
I've got you.
Not to digress.
No. But you know, if you subscribe to Baron Coleman's view of what all's going on right now, and you think that the coup is going to be taken out by the Trump administration and prosecuted, you might want to revoke the security clearances of people like Clapper and Brennan Sally Yates.
Is security cards something that, like, you just get and you keep for life? I mean, I don't understand, why do they still have it?
Well, in some ways, yeah. It's something you can get and keep for life. There are some circumstances where it terminates.
Right.
But generally speaking, no. These guys keep their security
cards. They just don't bother to pull it?
Yeah.
So you can profit off of knowing classified material? Is that...
Well, you still have a need to know. But what would be the need to know is I'm preparing for a trial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preparing for a grand jury appearance. And I think he's pulling their security clearances to hamstring them. And I think that's why they're so upset about it.
Makes sense.
They can't talk to people that they need to talk to in order to get prepared, keep their story straight, make sure it matches the evidence, we can review the things that they... work product they created they can no longer look at.
Really?
Yeah. They can't have it at their house when their house gets raided. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I don't think he's doing it to be mean and vindictive. I think he's pulling their security clearances in coordination with an investigation into these people. And I think you'll see them one by one. I mean, just look at the people he's talking about revoking in addition to Brennan. And this is what nobody else is talking about. He's talking about going after Clapper, Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, Michael Hayden, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, James Comey. This is the coup. This is the coup. These are the people who orchestrated a fake story in order to try to keep Donald Trump from becoming president and then try to take him out once he became president. These are the names of the people who did it. If you were going to prosecute these people, you wouldn't want them to have security clearances when you announced the prosecution.
Makes sense.
And I'm telling you, I think my view of the world is correct.
Of course you do.
Or I would change my mind.
Right. That's in it.
But I don't think he's going around pulling these people. Bruce Orr is...
Right, just to be a big meanie?
No, I mean, but you have to... why lead with Brennan? Because he's on CNN.
Right.
Why then go to Clapper? Because he's on NBC. So you lead with the ones that you have plausible deniability on. I don't like them. They're on TV. They're profiting off of this. They're making payments. And No. Why Bruce Orr? He's not profiting. Why Lisa Page? She's not profiting. You will not see Lisa Page as a television commentator. You will not see Bruce Orr as a television commentator. You're sure not going to see Michael Hayden or Susan Rice or Andrew McCabe. I mean, that guy's disgraced. Nobody's going to put him on TV. I'm telling you, folks, they're doing this in preparation for a big operation that's about to be unleashed. Wait until this FISA thing comes out. Wait until this FISA thing comes out. It's going to be... It may not be as big as I want it to be. Let me say that. May not be as big as I want it to be. Because that's not the role of the Inspector General. The role of the Inspector Right. General is just to articulate facts, not to draw conclusions.
Right.
But I think it'll be plenty big. And I think it will allow us in the media and analysis and commentary business to draw conclusions. I think it'll allow us to draw conclusions. I think it's good, you know. So I see stories like this, and I think I'm right. You know, I think I go back to Mueller's a good guy. We're doing the right stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he's the worst guy on earth, and I'm an idiot. We'll find out. I know there are a lot of people in our listening audience that can't wait if I'm an idiot to say, hey, he's an idiot. I knew it.
I've been saying this all along.
I'm never like that guy. I'll be the first to admit I was wrong.
If you were wrong.
If I was wrong.
If. It's a big if here, people.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often. We'll be back 31 after.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just wow zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our rain prospects will continue to improve over the next few days. For today, look for scattered storms to return in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today, right around 91. Tonight's low, 74. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. Many towns will get wet. Daytime highs right around 90, lows at night in the mid-70s, and then on Monday, still a decent chance of scattered showers and storms. Our free weather app will keep you up to date on the weather all the time with important push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back to the News and Views, 34 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hipster radio continues. You know, there's a thing with hipsters, Dave. It's not just that they try to find cutting-edge music that's going to be big tomorrow. They also go back and find music that should have been big yesterday.
Now, I listened to this band when they were, like, contemporaneously, like, putting out music.
This is the Dead String Brothers, Sacred Heart, mid-2000s, you say. Mid-knots.
Mid-knots.
What are we going to settle on? Is it knots? That's a stupid...
Aughts, knots. Aughts, the knots. O-O's. I don't know. What do we call these? The teens?
Yeah, these are clearly the teens.
Weird.
Yeah. You want to talk about weird? I did a little math the other day to figure out what year my kids were going to... Like, what class they are?
Dang.
Class of...
I got a sign in my front yard. Class of 2031 for my kindergartner.
How about 2036 for the one that was just born?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how old I'm going to be when she graduates?
Dude, old. Really, really old.
2036, Dave.
Jeez.
I'll be pushing 60.
You'd be pushing more than that, won't you?
Nah, I'm 38. I'll be 39 this year.
Plus, oh yeah, never mind. I can't do math.
Plus 18. Yeah, I'll be 56, 57. Yeah.
Still.
Whew.
I know, right? Yeah, me too.
You know, though, right now... 57 doesn't seem as old as it used to.
No, totally.
When I was 20, 57 seemed like a foot in the grave. As I get closer to 40, 57 feels like prime.
Yeah, I remember, like, even, you know, like you first start out campaigns and you're like, you know, there's like a 45-year-old general consultant. You're like, God, you're almost dead.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why are you still in this business? You're old.
Shouldn't you have moved on? This is a young man's game. Now we're in the business of moving on.
Right, and now we're like, yeah, I'm really old.
Yeah.
But not really. I don't feel old.
I remember when I turned 33, there were two names that stuck in my head. Jesus.
Yeah.
And Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Because Jesus, you know, did all of his work and died by 33. And Alexander the Great had basically conquered the entire known world.
Yeah.
And died by 33.
He looked upon the world and wept because there were no other lands to conquer.
Huh. I never heard that expression.
It's from Die Hard. Alan Rickman says it. Come on.
What? It?
He says something about Alexander the Great looked upon his empire and wept because there was nowhere left to conquer.
I see. I haven't seen Die Hard since I was like 12.
You're a bad person.
No, but I've seen it several times between like age 8 and 12.
It's a Christmas movie. You should watch it at Christmas.
It's not a Christmas movie. Hush.
It's totally a Christmas movie. We should run a poll. Not a Christmas on the show page. It was a Christmas movie.
It had a Christmas tree in the background. It was cold.
I mean, it...
Actually, it wasn't even cold. It was in L.A.
No, it's in L.A. But, I mean, it totally happens, like, right before Christmas.
Yeah, well, it didn't make it a Christmas.
Released in the middle of the summer.
Our number, if you want to get in, 27... Because they knew it wasn't a Christmas movie.
Totally.
Our number, 272928. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
This is just not fair. This is when you come in, you tell all the great specials, all the food. You get me so hungry. We were just talking about, before we even went on air, we both said we're hungry.
I was already hungry. There are some... You know, I don't usually eat breakfast. I'd say 5 days out of seven, I don't eat breakfast each week. But some days... I get too hungry to wait till lunch, and I'll break down by, you know, 10 or 11, and I'll grab some cookies or crackers or something. I have a feeling today's going to be one of those days. I am
today
so hungry.
Today will be one of those days.
So, so hungry. But anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week is a really full, meaty bolognese over a cheese tortellini.
Bolognese.
Oh, man. I am so looking forward to this. I'm going to get over there. I might go today. If I don't go today, I have to go tomorrow.
Oh, we're going today.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want to pair it with a salad?
Yeah.
Hey, and let me tell you, I've had this before. The bolognese is so meaty and thick, you can't eat it all with the tortellini, so you have to scoop it up with the breadsticks at the end. It gets on your fingers, you know? And then you kind of...
I love bolognese.
And then halfway through the day, you bite your thumbnail and you taste that bolognese. Mmm. I'm so hungry.
Holy mackerel. I'm so hungry.
Holy mackerel. Anyway, go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So anyway, I've given you the spread on what's going on with ex-CIA Director John Brennan and all these other people. Don't fall into the trap that Trump is just a mean, petty man. That's not why he's doing this. He's doing this to assist the prosecution of these guys, and it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. Now, I want to go back in time. We get in the time machine every now and then. Speaking of NSA, CIA, and all these other alphabet soup organizations, do you remember a woman named Reality Winner?
Yeah, she's the only person in jail for breaching the telling secrets or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Basically,
she is.
Like Assange isn't in jail. That other kid, Snowden's not in jail. No. But old Reality Winner. That's not a made up name.
Well, she changed it to Reality Winner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not her actual name.
No, that's not her birth name. Reality Winner, she's 26 years old. She's scheduled to be sentenced on August 23rd. You might ask yourself, self, why is nobody talking about this? Why is? Well, I mean, this is a huge breach of security.
Yeah, it is.
Why is it not on NBC or ABC or CBS that she's getting sentenced?
I don't know.
They've recommended 5 years and 3 months. She could be sentenced to up to 10 years.
Yeah, so I thought she... Yeah, okay.
And... She could face the longest sentence ever behind bars involving a leak to the media. This will be the longest sentence ever involving a leak to the media. So why is nobody talking about this? I want to go back in time. Something that dawned on me at the time it happened. This is back in June of 2017. A little over a year ago. A young Reality Winner had just gotten indicted. And a radio host in Montgomery, Alabama, a little tiny signal, WACV, 9 to noon show, mid-morning, not even drive time. He wasn't even good enough to get a drive time spot. You know, he was running backup to Budell and Dan Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this I'm telling you, this guy, he maybe one day he would have been something, but at the time he was just, you know, just a guy. He looked through the news and he noticed something weird about Reality Winner's story. Because when she got picked up on her charge of leaking, she had just gotten back from a brief trip to...
Russia.
Belize.
Oh.
A non-extradition country in Central America.
Oh.
What was she doing in Belize over Memorial Day weekend after leaking documents, but before getting picked up for leaking them?
Hmm.
What was she doing in Belize?
Seeking asylum?
A lot of people wonder why she was in Belize. She described the trip as a spiritual journey for her, part of a young life that had already included serving as a foreign language analyst at an Air Force base intelligence squadron and a post-military private sector job in the intelligence field. Just days after returning from Belize, she was taken into FBI custody in Augusta and became the first person publicly charged in a leak investigation under the Trump administration. You want to know what foreign languages she specialized in?
Yes.
I mean, you could take a stab at it. I got to find the
Chinese
exact
or Arabic, Russian.
Yeah, it was Farsi, Pashtun. Yeah.
Well, Farsi and Pashtun are, you know, Farsi is the native language of Iran. Pashtun is from an area in, like, you know, Pakistan, Afghanistan border, AFPAC.
Also known as terrorist languages.
Right.
She was specialized in terrorist languages. Fluent in them, by the way. And then she goes and gets a job at the NSA, and she leaks a document. Now, the document was setting up the Russian narrative about the time that Robert Mueller was getting appointed. It was about a month after Robert Mueller had gotten appointed, and they needed a way to secure the narrative. And so the document that she leaked talked about Russian interference in the election, purported Russian interference in the election. Wasn't even that good of a document. It was about a Russian government plan to target local elections by breaking in and getting voter rolls. I mean, it wasn't even a real story.
Right.
But it had the word Russia in
it. Breaking in and getting voter rolls, you mean publicly available information not really that much money?
Like that you could buy for 3 cents a record?
Right. Yeah, or less, if you know the right people.
Yeah. You get online and you buy them. They're free.
It's really, really, really easy to get.
And this is the document she leaked to the media. But it had the word Russia in it. It had the word election. It had the word Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a good way to further the narrative at the time. So what's she doing in Belize? Here's my guess. She knowingly did this, knowing she would get caught. She had to get caught. She knowingly did it, knowing she would get caught, because she had been assured ahead of time that it would be worth it.
Right.
It would be worth it by the time it was all said and done. And she had to go to Belize to see the money for herself. That's my guess. That's my guess. By all other accounts, this woman was completely normal before she joined the military and got into terrorist language training. She was excelled in academics and athletics, got a little tired of school, graduated in 2010, opted not to go to college, learned how to speak Farsi, Pashto, and Dari.
Yeah.
Joined the Air Force as a linguist.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just telling you, someone needs to follow, you know, on Reddit you can do remind me.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do a remind me for 10 years and check out this woman.
Right.
See where she is. Where's she living? What job does she have, and does it support her lifestyle? Or does she even still live in the United States? Or did she change her name for a reason so that she can change it again later?
Right.
Either back to her original name that nobody's using, or to even a third name so that it's even easier to disappear. I'm telling you guys, it's Thursday. We can get a little weird.
Yeah, we can get as weird as you want.
The world is not what it seems. The world is not what it seems. It's just not. And if you take these intelligence communities at face value, you're getting duped. You're just getting duped. Period. End of story. Our number, 272922. It's quarter till 10. Dave Mowry's in. Jack Campbell's out. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, dead at 76. If you hadn't heard the news yet. And the fake news media is out there talking exclusively about this and ignoring everything else, including the fact that the jury now has the case in the Paul Manafort trial. Closing arguments concluded yesterday. Jury was charged. They are now deliberating as we speak. My prediction, guilty.
Yeah.
On multiple counts. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison. We'll be back. Get up off of that thing and shake the sand now. Get up off of that thing and shake the loop. You better get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the pepper tree shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's a to a Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the pepper tree by the Chappies. The Boyga joint. Yeah, the Boyga joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Margarita's and Pepper Tree.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374. Equal housing lender.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I told everybody yesterday about Troop Booth taking off next week to go to L.A., doing a little diamond shopping and setting shopping and ring and earring and necklace and bracelet shopping and all the luxury watches. Look, he's taking off over there for 4 days. He's going to go Monday through Thursday. He's closed on Monday anyway. So he'll be closed next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right now, because he's looking for the settings and the diamonds to mix and match so he can take them out to L.A., he is offering top dollar right now at Heirloom Jewelers. So not only does he have the best selection in town, and I mean clearly the best selection.
Clearly.
Heirloom Antique Quality. Get on his Facebook page, Heirloom Jewelers Montgomery. Check it out. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It is unbelievable, the selection this guy has. But right now, he's offering top dollar for your heirloom antique quality jewelry or just loose stones or stones in a setting that that you don't wear and you don't, you know. Look, I mean, he gave someone 12 grand for a ring the other day. 12 grand. You know, if you had $8,000 or $10,000 on a credit card and were trying to figure out how to pay that bad boy down and you got that monthly payment rolling in at $300 a month and, you know, you just it's eating you up. You want to pay off that car? Mm-hmm. You're sick of that $700 a month car payment? But you got this ring or you got a necklace or you got some diamond earrings or something that you're never going to wear. Take them by Troop Booth. He's offering top dollar right now to prepare for his trip to L.A., so he has all the stuff he needs. Heirloom Jewelers, just east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road. Just east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road. Get by there, put some cash in your pocket, or check out a selection. I mean, it's, you know, it's never too early to go Christmas shopping. It's right around the corner, just a couple of months away. So get by Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth. He's a third-generation jewelry guy. This is his grandparents had this business. They opened it back in 1977. Got a great reputation in town. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. We'll take some phone calls, 272-9228. Dave Mowry's in the studio. Jack Campbell's out. He'll be back Monday. Red?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
David?
Yes. That's me.
I've been to Were many times, and it hasn't always been that nice with the food, with Whole Foods and million-dollar houses. And it used to be houses on stilts back when I was a kid. And we loved it. And then farther out was Folly Beach. And then yep. The hurricane got the bridge. And there was a nice restaurant out there on Folly Beach Pier. But it's a haul up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not a... It's kind of like 3 2-hour legs. It's here to Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta to Augusta, yeah. Augusta to Charleston. Yep. And then you got another 30 minutes.
But, you know, one thing I cherish, and I've been getting them for years and sharing them with people, are the people... The ladies on the side of the road making those baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yeah, I did, definitely. Yeah. That's just a
dinosaur of our generation.
Yep. That whole area, like you said, I mean, it's exploded, obviously.
Exploded. Yeah. It wasn't like that. But I'll be real brief, Baron, but back when I was, I don't know, 8 or 10, at low tide, we'd go back there, and there were these little big puddles, you know, and you'd be knee-deep in the mud, and you'd stick your net in a puddle,
yep.
and a crab would bite it. So then you'd let go and then grab the crab. And, I mean, we got, like, a medium-sized trash can full in 2 hours, and we were muddy and gross, and then everybody would go back to the house and crack them, and then we just basically have crab casserole with cheese or bread on top or whatever. But some great times there, been there many years. My first cousin has an island on Moe's Island on out about 30 minutes, and all the guys go, it's just men, once a year.
Fred, what do you think? Is this Friday?
I think I was talking to Mallory.
Ooh, ooh, I like you, Fred.
Shouts fired.
I don't care what they say.
Hey, listen, good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
That's funny.
Woo!
Man.
Thought it was Friday.
Saucy.
Talking about whatever he wants to talk about.
He was kind of...
No, look, I was intrigued because I'm actually more likely to go visit this place now.
I wish I'd have known about this island 30 miles out.
I'm telling you. Doesn't that sound cool?
Only men.
I seriously, though, Fred, I did appreciate that because now I'm more likely to want to go visit this place because he actually made it sound better than you made it sound.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you made it sound like it's a vacation destination.
It is, yeah. Well, you know,
made it sound like it's a one-of-a-kind place.
Well, it is. The thing is, the beaches in the Atlantic are a lot different than the beaches that we're used to.
Oh, yeah, they're not those soft, sugar sand.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a real wide, hard-packed sand beach.
Yeah.
But you can't drink on the beach, so there are much less people, and there aren't giant hotels and stuff that are catering to the beach drinking ground.
You guys talked about it being built up. I have a theory about this. Why are, like, Destin in the 80s, when we went down there, there was nobody down there.
Right.
A couple of hotels, a Holiday Inn, a Pizza Hut, you know, a few condos, two or three condos. There's nothing big down there. Why so built up now on the coast? I have a theory. Federal insurance that didn't exist in the 80s.
Right.
You get hurricane comes, knocks it down, they give you your money back.
Mm-hmm.
It is subsidizing the rich on the backs of the middle-class guy in Erie.
Well...
Some guy in Erie is breaking his back to pay taxes.
Yeah, some guy down the street is probably.
So that your mansion on the beach that he'll never see, he'll never live in, he'll never go to, is insured.
Yeah.
Federal insurance programs for beach dwellings. And as soon as they realize there's no risk involved, that's why no one lived on the beach.
Right.
Every now and then you get blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they have federal insurance programs, yeah, so why not? Randall.
All right. Well, at least now the beach is full and there's money flowing down there, I guess. Maybe it worked out in the good, but let's, I guess, cut them.
Let me tell you, states used to fight over which state got the beach because they didn't want it. They wanted the other state to have it.
Hey, back to Miss Weidewinner. Do you know about the time, have you lined up the time, you know, when she first went in, she pleaded not guilty. And then when she saw what happened to Comey, that they didn't care about them, that they didn't care about their families, for real, the globalists didn't. She came back and changed hers to guilty. I think she could have did. Does the time line up with something that Comey did?
Well, I haven't looked into that, but I'll say this. It's not unusual for someone to enter a not guilty plea and then later go back and enter a guilty plea. That's 98% of all cases. Yeah,
but we're talking. I think she was gonna walk out there.
I think somebody took care of her, no doubt about it. Somebody took care of her. I think the whole thing was negotiated ahead of time, and she goes to Belize shortly before this stuff breaks, and I think she went there to look at the money in the account on her name, for herself. Yeah. I want to see the money.
Hey,
I want to see it.
Hey, when I tell you, let me ask you, Randall.
You're 26. Yeah. You're 25, 26. Your name's Reality Winner. You're kind of a loser. That's why you named yourself that, because you are a loser. You got no dating prospects. You don't really have any friends. Your family, take them or leave them. And somebody offers you a good chunk of money to put out a document. You take it?
I think she didn't change her name after she already knew she was going to do the document. I think that was all set so she could go back to her old self. But I do think her family was kind of loyal to her. The way that everything lined up,
I mean, this girl is a walking, talking target.
Yeah,
if you're looking for somebody to leak something out to further a narrative.
Yeah,
and the way they had her do it, she was going to get caught. She's smart enough to not get caught. She did it in a way that she would absolutely get caught.
You just said the reason why. It had to start. The domino had to start somewhere.
That's right.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Hey.
Yeah.
Love the show. Come on, Mallory.
Hey, man.
Love the calls. No, I mean, you could. You're not going to convince me this isn't shenaniganry.
Shenanigans.
100%.
Shenaniganry.
Yeah, I coined that word on the show a couple years ago. Shenaniganry. It's a combination of shenanigans and chicanery.
Yeah, shenaniganry.
Guys, it's pushing 10 o'clock.
Always a good time for the butthole surfers.
It's always a good time for the butthole surfers. We'll be back.
They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain. And then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the